Oh, shit, I'm recording. Fuck. Ah, hit the buttons, hit the buttons, hit the buttons. Oh my god, I fucked us.
You want to keep this?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just hit record. I hit record.
Dan, are you recording yet?
Okay, now I'm recording.
Okay.
Okay,
okay,
great.
Is everyone calm? Billy, is everything you
I'm
calm
not.
Now?
3, 2, 1. Everybody, I'm Billy Nuttall, and I know a moderate amount about Pokemon.
I'm Kayla Cooney, and I know some
You can't just
about
do
Pokemon.
That!
Yes, he can. He's editing this one, he can do whatever he wants. Wait, are you? What number is this?
Yeah, no, I'm editing this one, because you're editing tomorrow's.
Yes. Do you want me to take mine again?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I'm Kayla Cooney, and I know some things about Pokemon.
And I'm Dan Earl, and I know a lot about being the oldest person on this podcast, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
By, like, a month.
Yeah.
Or a month and a year.
I was going to say, Dan, you're about to age out of me.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, I think by the time this episode comes out, I will be.
And you're listening to Delve Into the Dex, a Pokemon taxonomy. That is right. We are the biweekly podcast that absolutely does not panic when they accidentally start recording before they intended to.
Nope. Not once.
Doesn't happen at all.
Yeah, no.
If you want to see any of the photos that we're about to talk about this week, you can find those on our social media, at Delve Into the Dex, on Instagram, Twitter, and X. Nope, Threads. That's the other one. We also have a Patreon. It's basically a tip jar right now, so feel free to donate if you want to. No pressure, though. Woo-hoo.
And thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah, and thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
I was going to say, can we really just bring this into the PBS? And it's brought to us by viewers like you. You.
Viewers
specifically.
Like you.
By listeners
specifically
like
you. You're the only one that can hear this part of the audio.
Eric. Eric.
I didn't want to say a name.
Thank you.
It breaks the immersion.
No, it's funny. It's much scarier.
Eric, you mean so much to us.
Actually,
thank
it'd be
you.
Funnier for me to shoot the shot of somebody that we don't know a name that doesn't listen, like, hey, Claude, thanks. I appreciate it.
My head immediately jumped to Jean-Claude Van Damme. I don't know why.
There's a student worker that I've spoken to once named Claude.
Yeah, maybe they're
He's usually at our other location.
Here's what you do. Trick them into listening to just this episode.
Yeah.
We're chattier than usual. Can you tell it's been a while since we last recorded the podcast?
I miss everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, well, and it is an important special day recording episode, because, hey, I'm old again.
I don't think so.
Fuck off.
Dan's old!
Yeah.
Well, in a week. And when you hear this, a week ago?
Yeah, by the time you hear this, I have become old. No, because it's my episode now.
As opposed to all of the other episodes?
Yeah, well, because we skipped birthday episodes last year, because I didn't want to acknowledge turning 30. So now I'll acknowledge that I've been 30, you fools.
You fucking idiots.
Wait.
You had no idea.
I needed to have consent before I worked with a 30-year-old. I'm sorry.
What?
Before I worked with a 30-year-old.
Yourself.
I'm saying you lied to me, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I
you
will
got
continue
me in...
to.
Oh, okay.
I'm 26.
Fucking baby. At least you've lost your insurance. Thank God.
And no one's hit me with a car yet. I keep dodging them.
All I want for my birthday. But no, continuing
to
with
hit
Kayla's...
me with a car?
Yeah.
Okay. Carry on.
I want to hit podcast episode that goes viral, because that's the best way to make something go viral is to ask people to make it go viral.
Guys, please share this with your friends
yeah.
and your mom
no,
and make
you have
them
to...
play it.
In the tags, you just have to put hashtag viral, and that's what makes it go viral, right? Is that how it goes?
It's hashtag FYP and hashtag for you page.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Does
Next
anyone
time.
Write out for you page? I actually have not seen an FYP hashtag in so long.
But no, continuing with the birthday themes. Do you guys want to know what I'm disappointed by? Because Pokemon are real cool.
They're neat little guys.
Yeah. Boy howdy, much like your 30s. You think it's going to be cool, and then it doesn't live up to expectations. But no, and it's also fun because, like, I keep going through, there's, like, only a couple Pokemon that I genuinely hate. With Kayla, we had to shoot the shot of, she'll probably hate these ones, and one for sure. But yeah, we've actually talked about most of the ones that I refuse to forgive, namely Bruxious and Crabominable.
Deplorable, both of them.
Yeah, Kayla, you know, you remember those. Yeah, Kayla?
I remember the second one more so than the first one.
The psychedelic teeth fish with the flower on its head.
Yep. I always just forget its name.
Yeah, because it's dumb and awful. But, man, there's just some Pokemon that I wish were way cooler than what they were, or that I'm just kind of mad about for other reasons. So, we'll see. I don't have, like, a defined number or overall grouping to go through today, so we'll just get through as many of these as we feel like, yeah?
Oh, fun!
Let's go for it.
Let's start. I'm a young child. I'm playing the third generation of Pokemon, one of my favorites, and,
Oh, no.
Oh my god, what is this little Q-ball Q-bert boy? A little gray blob? So I'm reading his eyes as, like, a mask, and not two giant connected eyes.
Not a Sonic the Hedgehog eye?
It could very well be that. Even though I think those are goggles. And then he's just got little... I don't like his feet, but I do like his little butt
tail.
You mean
his ball sack?
Yes.
I cannot read it as anything other than massive boobs.
It's always one of those two. It's like if you finish drawing the rest of the body, it's just packing some real badonkers, or it's just got little balls.
I have no idea what they were thinking with this Pokemon.
So it is based on something, but first and foremost, Kayla's got to name it.
I was going to say, I don't really see balls, but I do. I'm calling it Baller.
We fly so high, you know we.
Baller.
Ballin'.
Kayla, this is cast form.
Yes.
Is he a ghost?
No.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nope.
Just
normal type.
Just
normal.
Normal what?
Normal.
Kayla, just give us a little bit of time, and I promise everything's gonna make so much more sense.
I swear to God. Okay, just tell me this. My only question is, are any of its evolutions, however many it may have?
Zero.
Yeah, it doesn't evolve.
Oh, this little guy doesn't grow up?
He's just there.
Kayla just like, what do you mean he doesn't grow up? He's just a fucking Peter Pan. I'm a real boy.
All I can imagine, though, is just like, being a Pokemon and seeing all their other Pokemon like turning into glorious phoenixes and giant dragons, or at the very least something useful. This is the butter robot from Rick and Morty. Just like, oh no, you're never gonna change. This is all you are. Oh my god.
You have boobs. Oh my god.
You have balls.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
Okay, yeah, no. So this is cast form. It's a Gen 3. It's a normal type. I can talk about some of its entries and stuff, but this is like the Pokemon of Pokemon. Do you know what I mean? It's a foot tall. It is normal. It floats. It looks happy. It's a little face. It's based on Teru Teru Bozu, which are Japanese paper dolls that they hang out outside of shrines. Supposedly brings good weather. And let me just show you one major difference though with Teru Teru Bozu. They don't have balls.
Why did they give it balls?
I don't know.
So they just didn't want to make it a ghost. I think they were just scared of because that's clearly a fucking ghost.
I'm trying to work out a bit in my head of a Pokemon employee who's just been like locked in a closet because no one wants to talk to him. And they're like, hey, Jerry, what's up? How you doing? And he's just scribbling boob ghost again and again. And it's like, I'm fine. This is fine. I'm fine.
Hey, bud, you want to come to this pitch meeting? You haven't been to the last few. We gotta finish the decks.
I have one idea.
Oh, that's great. Well, come on, let's go. We can...
Okay, yeah. Okay, okay,
oh,
okay.
Oh my god, where are your pants? He's running.
I'm getting my papers.
I have an idea.
He's taking the divorce hard.
Kayla, I'm going to paint you the picture of what a Gen 3 disappointment this was for me.
Okay.
You're playing Gen 3. You get about, this is going to be actually decently late into the game. You go to this area, and the villains of Gen 3, Team Aqua and Team Magma, they go to this center that actually helps to predict the weather. So they go to a weather station, you know. I don't know why that's magical, but...
Yeah.
Science. Yeah.
Okay, this was also... Gen 3 was like, I don't know, before we had Doppler radar or something. I don't fucking know. Maybe they used magic.
I know who we could ask.
Shit, Billy, we can't. Billy, we can't. For reference, Billy works at... Billy is a newsboy.
I work at a news station. I have friends in the weather department.
We can't we can't go to them every time we have a curiosity. Or when I want to know how my weather is going to be.
The funniest fucking thing that always happens. I work studio often, so I'm like in the studio, and that's where our weather people work. And so while I'm like setting up mics and whatnot, if we're before a major storm or a major blizzard of any kind, then sure enough, as I'm like putting batteries in microphones and like wiping down the iPads and turning on the monitors, sure as shit, like five of my coworkers are gonna walk in and casually chat and be like, hey, so do I need to worry about this drive coming up?
Yep. Yep.
Every single time. It's really funny.
Powerful. But anyway, so at Billy's place of work, you fight off Team Aqua, Team Magma, and they're like, hey, we want to thank you for helping us. So we have a really cool, unique, one-of-a-kind Pokemon. Do you want it? And what do they give you? A cast form. So obviously, this thing's got to be cool. It's got to be powerful. I'm going to just send you real quick a snip of... We already spoiled that it doesn't evolve. I'm going to send you a real quick snip of what its stats look like.
Oh, God.
Here you go.
Jesus Christ.
This Pokemon fucking sucks.
This Pokemon... Well, hold on. That total, though, is important.
That's pretty good.
This Pokemon is very clearly... And I think I'm just really holding on to the cast part. It's just the template, it seems. It's just like, all right, a blank Pokemon.
So we haven't really talked about stats that much on the podcast outside of the very nebulous, like, this Pokemon has good stats. This Pokemon has bad stats. So let me try to explain the image that we're looking at just so you can get sort of an idea of what the stats are for this. So there's a very colorful bar graph, right? Mm-hmm. Chart.
Yep, bar graph.
And the implication is that if the bar is not very filled in, then that's a low stat. But if it's closer towards the other end of the chart, then that's a high stat. Congratulations. Every single bar out of all six of its stat categories are probably a fourth filled in, just a quarter filled in.
Yeah. Stats can get crazy high, dumb. All of its are at 70. It's also, so it's not even like good at any one thing. It is equally trash at everything.
Everywhere. Not fast. Not a hard hitter. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have much health.
He's just trying, guys. He's just trying. Maybe? Yeah. You know this better than I do.
He's just a baby. But that's the thing. It's like, we got you this cool... Like, you know what else you get as, like, rare one-of-a-kind Pokemon in Pokemon games? Type Null. The Legendaries. I'm trying to think of what else we've talked about on the show. That's like a one-of-a-kind. Not anything's coming to mind immediately, but we've talked about like 250 of these. Cut me a fucking break.
We've talked about 287 of these, damn.
Jesus Christ, that's almost 300.
Yeah, I know. We're doing great.
Yeah. I'm gonna make sure not to add to that total at all, because there's one I actually can't talk about cast forms entries yet, because hey, Kayla.
Yes.
I need you to just dissect its name real quick and see if you can figure something out. So
it's forecast. It's about weather. I figured it out as soon as you mentioned the weather earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Gen 3 is also all about weather. So, hey, we've got many cast forms. What the fuck? Oh. You can smell the pixels in that picture.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right from Bulbapedia, gang. I don't know why that's so crunchy.
Huh.
I see more boobs on the sun one, but these guys look fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sun one gets a third boob, which is great.
Are they all still... Good for him. Are they all still cast firm?
They are all still cast form. They are, Kaylee, you can let them know they're looking at, but it's got a sun head, a raindrop, ice.
They look like the, what do you call it? The type cards. Like the orange one reminds like me of fire. The water one's 100% the water energy. Like that's 100% what that is.
Yeah.
But they do have different cloud forms around them. Like the sun one's got a little cloud guy under it. The purple one's got like a spinny wind spiral above it and some spirals under it. And then it looks like the water drop's about to splash.
Yeah. But these are going around. Hey, I bet you can figure out which one is which. It's the sunny form, the rainy form, and the snowy form.
Oh, that's not wind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to be hail or ice. But I guess, to be fair, it's hard to make ice look different than a drop of water.
They could have made it a snowflake, though. Like, they could have done the
snowflake.
Yeah,
they already... No, they didn't have a snowflake yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so they have... Oh, like, okay, I understand what you're saying.
There is a Pokemon that is just a snowflake.
Yeah, I picked up.
But it's a really...
Later.
Yeah, way later.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, also, it changes type when it does this, and it changes type based on the weather condition that is present out there. And here's my other gripe with cast form. There's other weather conditions. There's fog, sandstorm, shadowy auras. Other things could be happening, but I wanted to see a sand cast form. I wanted to see anything else fun. A foggy cast form. Just a little, that one could be ghost.
Tornado one would be fun.
Yeah, there's not like a heavy wind condition, but seeing a cast form for all the different elements would be cool. But that would take, I don't know, effort. And they couldn't be fucked with this guy.
I heard a story one time about a news director who got so upset after a fort, because like, you know, you've all seen a weather forecast before, you know, like the multiple day, whatever, every channel does a different number of days. And it's like, here's the high, here's the low.
Yeah. The 10 day, cloudy, the 5 day, rainy? The 3 day. You know?
Yeah, exactly. The 7 day, whatever the fuck. There was a news director that just got so pissed off after a forecast that the weatherman walked in and then they went, I don't want to see anything other than a cloud or a raindrop or a sun on that forecast. And like, it wasn't even directly to the weather person. The weather person just walked in and they just shouted it nebulously to the whole newsroom. Which is such a funny form of outrage to me.
I fucking hate the weather.
But anyways, cast form is giving me that kind of a vibe of like, just ignore the rest of the weather. It doesn't fucking matter. These are the three things that can happen.
This is the danger.
But yeah, no. So this is, cast form is the epitome of another gimmick Pokemon. And it's even a gimmick that I think could have been more fun, but they just couldn't. And here's why I couldn't talk about its entries. Cast Forma's appearance changes with the weather. This Pokemon gained the ability to use the vast power of nature to protect its tiny body. It changes with the weather, such as sun, rain clouds, and snow flat clouds. Its feelings change with the weather as well. It alters its form based on the weather. Weather, weather, changes form with weather, changes form with weather. Thoughts so far?
Can I complain?
Yeah.
I really don't think it changes its mood based on the weather. Considering that its main base form, the raindrop, and the sun are both just as happy as can be.
They're all making the same face. The frost one seems surprised. It's just,
Ooh. It's cold, it's cold.
But like, if you're not sad when you're in rain form, then I don't think you're changing your mood at all.
I think it's Men in Black 2 where they talk to the alien person. And she's in, I cannot remember a single thing from Men in Black, but it's just like, don't you ever get sad when it's raining? She's like, yeah, everybody gets sad when it's raining. It's like, no, it's raining because you're sad, which is just wild to me.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, just wild to me that that's a canonical in Men in Black is, I would almost like the opposite. If cast form gets sad, then it rains.
This is just Encanto. We've just invented
Encanto. Yeah, we've just invented Encanto again. Yep.
Fuck.
Every time.
Damn it, Lynn.
Lynn.
I'll get you one of these days.
I'm sorry. I never thought. I don't know. I don't know why I'm trying to do a Lin-Manuel impression.
And then, hey, you want to know what would be really wild to do all of a sudden with cast form? What if every form got its own Pokedex entry again? Because I can never get any mercy nor respite from the company deciding to do this. Every time.
I know what we have to do after you go through this part, Dan. I gotta see their shiny forms.
Oh, good. Great. Ideal. Perfect. I can get that for you. Also, its entries aren't that unique. There's also only 4 forms as opposed to, I don't know, 18 different Vivions? This is manageable. Its form changes on its own due to its cell's sensitive reactions to temperature and humidity. Although its form changes with the weather, that is apparently the result of a chemical reaction and not the result of its own free will. So just every time it starts to rain, just, oh god! Also, Ultra Moon, I just like, its form changes with the weather. The rougher conditions get, the rougher cast form's disposition. And then just a quick zoom in, a slow zoom on the smile. And that was all normal. Sunny, this is the form cast form takes on the brightest of days. Its skin is unexpectedly hot to the touch, so approach with care. I do like Ultra Sun. This is the form cast form takes on bright days. In an experiment where cast form was placed in front of a heater, it didn't change to this form. So they just planted it in front of a space heater and they're like, become sun.
So it's cold-blooded then.
I think it's probably got to react to the UV then. It's like a photosynthesis, maybe.
Okay, I understand.
Rainy form. This is Castform's form during a downpour of rain. Its body retains moisture and gets slippery. When its body is compressed, water will seep out as if it from a sponge. So you can squeegee your car with this one, but only on
it's
rainy
just
days.
Wet.
Yeah.
It's just constantly wet. What a nightmare.
Yeah. And then snowy form's cold. That's its entries. Hey, it's cold. Or this is the form it takes when it gets hit by hail. And same thing, they threw it in a freezer and it didn't change into this form. So at some point, I think Pokemon PETA needs to get involved.
What happens if you pick up hail that has fallen, right? Like you just had a hailstorm. Mm-hmm. Ah! And then you just start chucking that hail at your cast form. Would that do it? Because it is being hit by hail.
See, this also brings up the question, and they never answer it. If you are inside, but it is raining outside, if we go off of game logic, like, if you go off of game logic and you have a fight inside, it's not raining, you know? Like, that's not the weather condition mm-hmm. in the battle.
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't transform. But, like, if I own a real-life cast form, and it's raining outside, but I have it in my house, am I just like, are you going to become wet cast form, or do I have to throw
you
outside?
You need to throw it out real quick before it becomes wet cast form and just starts getting water all over everything in your house.
What if it's just the only Pokemon that can't be indoor outdoor? It has to be outdoor only.
You take it inside, it stops existing.
No, it's the sun goes dark. Like, oh fuck.
No, little soul.
The sun form eclipses. It's just the like ball that is cast form's head in a gray monotone husk of what it is. It just shuts off.
Yeah, but that's the cast form entries. Billy, did you do the shiny hunting or?
I did do the thing, and I just want to say thank you for thanks Polygon, because they got the photo I pulled this from.
Yeah,
because that's the best version of it I could see. This is the Pokemon Go models, by the way.
Oh my god, these are cute. And yeah. I could believe them if they said this was random. Even though the water one's still kind of blue. Like, I would definitely mm-hmm. believe them.
Yeah. I really like the green highlight of the water shiny.
It's nice. It kind of gives it, like a swamp or more, like, a ocean water feel, maybe.
I was going to say acid rain. Oh,
that makes
gosh.
Way more sense.
The herb. No, probably not, actually, but.
Fuck.
They remake a new form of cast form, and it's just, hey, this cast form is fucked. We've got sun form, hole in the ozone variant, hail form, tornado, and rain form, acid variant.
That would have been very funny. Now I kind of want them to bring back cast form to just do, like, horrific weather conditions.
I mean, Pokemon Company hasn't been afraid to do that with, we haven't talked about it yet, but there's a whole Pokemon that is, hey man, we're killing the coral reefs.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is so cool.
Oh,
but,
that's so much fun.
Next year when I get to talk
it's
about Pokemon I actually
it's
like.
Fun.
Also, I need to mention, I forgot it, I looked back at my trivia notes, there's one other thing that people think base form, cast form might be based on.
Oh?
Supposedly, based on the Pokedex entries, its body composition is similar or identical to that of water, and that's why it changes with the weather. Why the fuck isn't it a water type?
Why is it a sun? When does the water become a sun?
Well, this is normal form.
No, I know, but the water is the thing that makes it able to change itself. Well, so, like, I get that for the hail and for the water, because those both have a base of water. Why did it become a sun?
Well, because you see, Billy, the other thing that this might look like is a water molecule. You know, the two little hydrogens and the big oxygen. But I made a lot of water molecule demos in chemistry class in grade school. I don't think any of them ever just had nuts.
At first, I thought Billy was asking why the sun wasn't a water type. And I was like, oh, Billy, we might have to go back a bit further than Pokemon to explain that one.
But Kayla, my point was people were theorizing that main cast form is supposed to resemble water. And it's that fluidity of being water that allows it to change into the other forms.
Oh.
And so my point is, if that's true, then how did it turn into the sun? Because water is not the sun.
Right.
Anyway, hey, here's cast form's major appearances. It's actually got a couple. I don't know if we had more cast form thoughts, but we can get through.
I think he's cute. I agree, though. I do wish there was one more form of weather. Like, I really would have liked to see, like, one that was wind-focused or...
lightning.
Yeah, even something thundercloud. Like, give it an electric type. Yeah, because then you could still play on the whole, like, what is it exposed to that makes it that way? I don't know. I rubbed it against my TV, and now it's thunderstorming outside. We're getting thunder snow. I don't know. Something like that would be cute.
Yeah.
I think it would be really fun to just turn it into a mass of land with a crack in it for it to be, like, drought form, and it's ground type.
I was going to say earthquake form, but, like, earthquake isn't weather, but it'd be funny.
It's still natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's like I said, I want this Pokemon to be cool. And that's why I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed and mad. Also, its appearances can be boiled down like this. One shows up in the show. As a matter of fact, their first episode was called Unfair Weather Friends. Because, again, whoever makes the dub names for these show titles is not getting paid enough.
I agree, that's a fun name.
They do love a good pun, or a play on words.
And here's what happens. Ash and his friends walk up. A guy does stuff with the weather. He has a cast form. Whoa, the weather changed and cast form changed. Whoa.
What? Ooh, crazy. Yeah. I need seven.
Yeah.
All of them. But there's one.
Fuck.
Yeah, there you go. And then actually one guy in the Pokemon Adventures manga owned a cast form, and it was a champion at the Smart competitions. Look at him go.
Aww, right in the middle of his balls.
Gotta cleave the balls.
Actually, it does make it look like boobs now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The impression of a chest.
I think it's
cast
really
form was the champion at the Smart Man competition.
Yeah. Gen 3 also had Pokemon competitions, so your moves all had like a second stat that was like smart, cool, tough, strong. Mm. So it was good at doing smart moves.
I thought they would just put a little piece of chalk in between cast form's boobs and it would solve the equation on the board, like Good Will Hunting style.
No, cast form won the smart competition by going, "Hey, cast form, what's the weather gonna be tomorrow?" Rain. As it's actively in the middle of a monsoon season or something, just he's doing it. He's really
How did
it.
He know?
Insane.
Insane in the membrane.
He's such a smart boy. I got it.
Okay, move on.
Yeah, no, okay, no, yeah, no. Let's keep saying it. Keep saying the joke. Yeah. It'll get funnier.
Yeah. So that's cast form. Like I said, cast form was like my initial, boy, I just wish you were cooler. Do you guys want to go on to my next one I got a gripe with? Because this one...
Is this just Dan's old and disappointed? Is that the whole
thing? Yeah, this is my, I'm now old. I'm just going to be like, I've got a platform. I'm going to make my problems everyone else's.
Guys, for my birthday, I want these things changed.
It's really just for my birthday. I wanted to have Festivus, and that's what it's boiling down to.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and also, again, I can get these platforms out there. I'll be honest, I don't even have a problem with this Pokemon, but I have a problem with with what it represents, as I'll get there. But
I have a problem with this Pokemon.
Hello, yes, Kayla. Kayla has begun racing towards the front of the class.
Hello, hello, teacher, teacher. Why is this? Why is this Lilo and Stitch? Like, you see it?
Oh, absolutely.
We've moved on to Gen 5.
Yeah, I was going to say, Gen 4 I didn't play growing up, so I don't really have strong opinions on Gen 4 Pokemon. Besides, I think we talked about Licky Licky already, so fuck that guy.
Yeah, horrifying.
All right, how do I describe this? Instead of a penguin wearing a tux, give it a coat. Make it pink and peach instead of black and white. Give it a bunny rabbit tail.
Yeah.
Giant wings for ears and this, like, antennae curl. I don't know. I think I'm also just like, what is it?
What are
thing.
You?
It's just a thing.
So it actually is something specific, but you're not going to get it on first glance.
Is it easier to see from other angles?
No. I will be honest. No, it is. If I can find a picture of it in use, it makes sense. Then they do it a few times in the anime.
In use?
Yeah, for the thing coming off its ear.
Is it meant to be an object?
Okay, so, hey, Billy, do you know this thing's name?
I do. Oh, Kayla, do you want to guess it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Curly Fly.
What if I just went yes?
I wouldn't believe it.
We already had Cutie Fly, so the precedent is there.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
This is Audino? Arduino?
Audino. I've always said Audino, but I think Arduino might also be acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Its type is the hearing Pokemon. Those things coming off of its ears are supposed to be little sensors that it uses like stethoscopes.
Oh, like in My Hero.
Great job.
Yeah, this is just ear... Shut fuck up. It's earphone jack
Happy
girl
birthday.
From My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
Except for her design's actually way better, because that's not what a stethoscope looks like.
So, Kayla, the little bit of added design lore to this is it is Gen 5. Which is when they tried to have its own sanctioned off Pokedex, because the idea was like the previous four games took place in Japan, but Gen 5 took place in America.
Yeah.
So they're like obviously radically different animals, but kind of the same. And we've kind of alluded to this before, but the really cool thing about the Gen 5 Pokedex is if you take the Gen 1 Pokedex, you can draw a one-to-one parallel between Pokemon families in it.
Is this Clefairy?
No, this is Chansey.
Yes, yeah. That makes more sense.
Yep. Yeah, because both of them are like healing nurse types.
Yeah, this is, it's actually, this thing's main ability is Healer or Regenerator, which it makes moves that heal better, and it heals itself when it leaves battle. So its whole thing is, to sum up its appearances, its whole deal is that if there would be a Chansey, now it is an Audino. So like Nurse Joy in Unova have Audino instead of Chansey.
I need to know what that head shape is from the side. Because also, we don't get a lot of straight-on angles of Pokemon sprites.
Can't really. I've got the Super Smash Bros. Trophy.
Okay, I'm looking up Audino from different angles, and I'm going to turn Safe Search off.
All right,
oh, no!
Oh yes,
it's the wrong way, Billy. Now she's got all this lingerie.
Oh, what am I doing? I have Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I was like, Billy.
That's what I thought you were
doing. We have technology.
I just thought you looked and didn't catch this yet.
No, because I forget at this point Pokemon Go has basically caught up to the games.
They skipped Gen 8, and no one really knows why. I think because when Gen 8 would have come out, they would have, it would have been pandemic time, so they're like, let's not release a whole new generation. And then by the time they felt like it was ready, Gen 9 came out, and it's like, well, we need to do tie-in events for Gen 9.
Yeah, we gotta get the new
tie-in. So there's currently more Gen 9 in Pokemon Go than Gen 8, which is really interesting to me.
From, like, the sprite on Audino and in the game, it's also, like, the fact that unless they make, like, a separate, like, Dootley for the ear piece coming out, then it's hard for it to read as not, like, kind of fuzzy going into the ear. Because, hey, believe it or not, we got another normal type on our hands.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
Wait, not just another normal type. Another normal type that's a really good, strong argument for making a sound type.
Ooh.
Absolutely. Actually, yeah.
That's true.
It is it's the hearing Pokemon. It listens. It hear.
It's the
fuck,
therapy
man. They should make
Pokemon.
A sound. They've got to make a sound type by now.
I am throwing that in there. There you guys go.
Aw, yeah. Okay, the tail is pretty cute when you see it from the back. It is.
Yo, it's made.
Maybe it's the eyes. Something is just a little creepy.
The eyes definitely are like, it's a doll's eyes, you know?
Yeah, it's a blank stare.
Again, I don't have a problem with Audino as a whole. I have a very specific problem with Audino that we will go through after we talk about Audino, if that makes sense.
Of course.
Yeah. Audino's entries I can go through. It's honestly, there's not much because they didn't give it entries in Gen 7 and then it didn't show up in Gen 9. It wasn't Gen 8 though. So, it touches others with the feelers on its ears, using the sound of their heartbeats to tell how they're feeling.
The heartbeat races every time it gets closer. It's like, oh, you're suddenly afraid.
Be not afraid. Let me just listen.
Why would you be afraid? I'm here to help.
Stop touching me.
No.
Nurse, it's talking!
I am the nurse. One of us.
Don't put me in the Pokeball.
It just also walks up to you with a knife. That's weird. I don't hear a heartbeat.
Let's fix that.
Autopsy. Autopsy.
Don't you need to be dead for an autopsy? You will be.
No heartbeat is all I need.
Time of death.
Now.
Guys, we're doing it. We're writing Pokemon horror movies.
Actually, that'd be really fucking fun.
Man, in 80 years, we're gonna have such a good Winnie the Pooh-esque horror movie.
Oh my God. I love the meta of, hey, this thing entered public domain. Let's make the laziest and worst horror movie we possibly can.
Yeah, because you know what? You know why? It's because the worst thing it could jump, and I say worst in the sense of like escalation, the worst thing it could jump to is porn, and they just do it anyway. they don't waste public domain.
Yeah. And then anyway, hey, it listens with that. It can tell when an egg is going to hatch. Shield version goes out of its way to say, this Pokemon has a kind heart. By touching with its feelers, Audino can gauge other creatures' feelings and physical conditions.
So it's Mantis from Marvel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that actually helps the eyes a bit.
Actually, wait, yeah, hang on. Hey, James Yule Gunn?
Whoa. Don't blame James Gunn. Mantis has been in the comics for fucking decades.
All right, hey, Stan Lee. Well, I can't blame Stan Lee. He's dead.
You can still blame Stan Lee. Oh,
okay.
You can blame people who are dead for things.
The easiest one to blame.
I do it for Ronald Reagan all the time.
Well, yeah, but that's because everything's Ronald Reagan's fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's he gonna do? Defend himself? I don't fucking think so.
He better not.
I'll kill him again. Yeah. Hey, Reagan, I don't know how to tell you. This is a stand my ground stand.
If Ronald Reagan tries to fight me, I will take him down again. Just kidding, FBI.
I do love the idea of just like stand your ground doesn't apply to zombies. It's just, you just gotta kill him.
But yeah, that's Audino. And then honestly, like I said, its appearances are, hey, Nurse Joy has one all the time. They do nurse. Here's one with a doctor hat on.
Are there any actual doctors in the Pokemon world, or is everyone a nurse?
I think all doctors are scientists.
I think.
Like, I'm not trying to disparage nurses. Like, nurses play a very important part. But they are not synonymous with doctors.
I think they're not formally, but I do understand what you're saying. Yeah, there's no, who's my GP in the Pokemon universe?
Like, it's not that one is lesser than the other.
Right.
It's just that straight up being a nurse and being a doctor are two completely different positions.
Yeah, it's a different category.
Yes.
I say the scientists are the doctors. Now, where are the dentists?
Oh, everybody in the Pokemon world has no teeth.
Yeah.
Come on.
Have you ever seen a tooth?
Come on, Kayla. So. Oh my God. I can't believe we even had to explain this.
I didn't want to assume it was just hard gums, you know? They look like they have teeth when they smile.
They've got retractable teeth, so if they need to be drawn to
teeth,
they're
Christ,
otherwise
kill
they're not
them all.
What the fuck?
I burn them.
I can't, you know where I first heard that? It is if you ever look at Nintendo animating Donkey Kong in a game. He'll a lot of the time like not have teeth until he smiles at the camera and goes ee! And then he has teeth. So he just Donkey Kong has retractable teeth. Anyway, Do you guys want to move on to why I got beef with Audino?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, what are we looking at that I just sent, though? Aww. Not the Donkey Kong teeth thing.
A moth Furby.
Yeah.
It's got a little coat that looks like moth wings. And I like this one a lot, actually. I like this one a lot more than the first one. It's just a fancier dressed first one in a paler color scheme.
But what is it, Kayla?
So the first one was Audine?
It's Audino. I will say this Audino. Is still an Audino. Yeah. Audino.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misheard you, Dan. I thought you said this was an evolution. Is this a mega evolution then?
It is. Kayla, you're so good at this now. You got it. This is why I got beef with Audino. Audino is the only Gen 5 Pokemon that got a mega evolution.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And were the Audino fans out there calling for, like, one, where are the Audino fans? I'm not even an Audino hater, but I'm just like, this made me retroactively be like, I think I dislike it more.
This feels like the kind of thing where, you know, I play Overwatch. Yeah, judge me all you fucking want, you losers. But every now and then, the fan base for a certain character, like some crossover event will happen. Like, we're about to get a Cowboy Bebop crossover. And they just announced the trailer video for that. And Wrecking Ball is getting one of the skins for the crossover. And everyone's like, I didn't expect this to be one of the picks. But why?
Right.
You know? Like, kind of that energy.
For Audino, do we think that the reason they're the only one with a Mega Evolution is because of the plot of Gen 5's game?
Yeah, so Mega Evolutions, I could almost get they didn't want to do a Gen 5 Mega Evolutions because it's like, oh, that gen just happened. And a big thing of Mega Evolutions was like, Gen 1 Pokemon get Mega Evolutions. But why Audino? I'm trying to think of like Gen 5 Pokemon we've talked about already.
Oh, fuck.
Again, it's been 280 of them.
Yeah, it is. Let me go to the list.
Yeah, that would be like better because I have like my pocket picks for who I would have loved to see mega evolutions of.
Patrat and Watchog. No, that would have been terrifying. It just is a guard tower.
Actually, that would be a real sick Gigantamax.
Oh, just a
Patrat.
A living tower.
Shit, yeah. I convinced myself. Fuck. The Pansage, Panseer, Panpour family. Fuck
absolutely
that
not. Absolutely.
Woobat, Swoobat. No. Drillbur, Excadrill.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
A Mega Excadrill would have gone wild.
Yeah. Basculin. No.
No.
Dwebble and Crustle, I think, would be a better Gigantamax.
Yeah, or Mega. Or Megas. Yeah.
The Gothita family and the Solosis family.
Mega Reuniclus actually would have been kind of cool. Cooler than Audino.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Emolga, lame. Amoongus for the meme. Alomomola, why not? Kling Klang, Jesus Christ.
No.
It's just a robot.
Would have been riots in the street.
Chandelure, I wish.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
Wow, we've covered a lot from this gen.
We actually have a lot.
Yeah.
Mine Fu, Mine Shao, those were recent.
Yeah.
Heatmore, Durant, Volcarona's gotten enough love, but that would have been sick. And that's all we got.
And then there's cooler ones that we have not covered them, like, man, that would have been so cooler than Audino. Also, it becomes a fairy when it's a Mega Evolution. Also, when you Mega Evolve a Pokemon in your team, you can only Mega Evolve one Pokemon a battle. And imagine picking Audino out of all the options.
Yeah.
I do think it's cute.
It's sort of the idea they're going with is it becomes almost like a idol or undergoes like a magical girl transformation is what a lot of people think. So it gets like the little dress.
It's not that it's bad. It's just there are so many that could have been better.
I hate what it represents.
It being the only one.
You know what brings hope right now, though, Dan?
Oh my god, yeah!
Is we very well could potentially get some more Gen 5 Mega Evolutions.
Absolutely.
Kayla, I don't know if you're up to date on Pokemon announcement news.
I have not.
So we just had a Pokemon Presents event, I don't know, like a week ago, week and a half ago.
Yeah, at the time of this recording, it's like within a week.
And they announced the next like major game that they're making, not a new generation. So don't worry, we're safe.
Mm-hmm, for now.
Like how they did Pokemon Legends Arceus, they will be doing Pokemon Legends Z-A, Z to A. Not sure how they want it pronounced.
Pokemon Legends Zaza.
We're finally getting secondary games for Pokemon X and Y, which is the only generation to never get a sequel follow-up game.
That's exciting.
Everybody thought they were going to make Pokemon Z version, because the legendaries of X and Y even had a Z legendary.
And he just never got use.
Okay, he did in Sun and Moon. He became like a fun, weird gimmick, which is... I don't know. If I had an answer for you, I'm not talking about that Pokemon, but...
I think the meta answer to it is when they were making Pokemon Z, I think they were just that dissatisfied with development of the game that they're just like, nah, we'd rather not, and they canned the project.
We're just gonna make Sun and Moon instead.
So we're finally gonna technically get Pokemon Z in Pokemon Legends Z to A, and... Mega Evolutions are back.
Yeah, they showed that. The Mega Evolution symbol. So I'm gonna be honest, I did not play the first Legends Arceus, but I think now that they kind of let the formula cook, I might pick up this one if it doesn't suck. So
I heard good things about the first about Legends Arceus. I just
It was very much them trying different stuff, I think, a bit too. So
yeah, that's a fun development on Megas, and also news we probably should have mentioned at the top if we were good at this.
Yeah,
hey,
but we're not.
It comes with practice.
Yeah.
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 None of us are real journalists.
We learned our lesson from our last recording session of if we put highly time-relevant news at the beginning of our episode, we have a useless fucking intro.
I was editing, and we started talking about Pal World, and I'm gonna be honest, that was the first time I thought about Pal World in weeks.
Right? It is... Oh my god. To reel it back in, I am very tentatively excited for Pokemon Legends Z to A. It also looks like they're not going all the way back in time, but they're looking at the major city in Gen 6. They're going to look at, like, while that was being constructed. So what if it's, like, 1950s era, or if it's, like, 1920s era-ish? Like, I think that might be fun.
Fun vibe. 1920s France? Hell yeah.
Yeah. World War I was just healing.
So, Dan, we have a family that you're disappointed in, and we have a Mega Evolution that you're more disappointed in, but we haven't really struck on that chord of hate yet.
Well, do we want to go to hate? Because, like, not even hate, but... Well, because the next one I wanted to talk
about... Maybe not hate, but let's turn up the juice a little,
strong
you know?
Strong feelings.
Okay. Okay, okay, because this is another one that actually going of that same idea of I hate everything you represent, we're breaking the glass.
Oh my god, it's happening!
Whoa.
It's happening, sound the alarm! Oh fuck, battle stations!
It's a cactus!
Now Kayla, you've heard me say this Pokemon's name multiple times.
She's already named it.
Oh,
you talked
you did?
Over her.
Sorry, I just heard her say cactus.
Yeah, all I said was cactus.
Oh, okay.
Well, she got... Kayla, you're two-thirds of the way there.
Oh, God. I'm trying so hard.
This isn't your cactus.
Oh, oh.
This is...
My cactus. My arachis?
Yeah, there we go.
She got it. Doesn't count to end the... We don't get to pull the plug on the show yet, but...
No. Oh, no. Maractus.
Tip's hat. Maractus.
Oh, no.
We made it, guys. Who would have thought?
Crazy...
Wow.
Crazy cactus, though.
How many other Pokemon have we been teasing about talking about since the beginning of this podcast?
We've gotten through a lot of them.
Pikachu is one that's out there.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know what we're
saving
Pikachu.
There's a dragon type that we haven't shocked Kayla with yet.
Multiples, because we've talked about, we've hinted at Big Tree. We've hinted at some of the legendaries.
We had a whole bit. About making up time, and we didn't talk about the Pokemon that actually made time.
Yes, we did manage to swerve that one.
How?
I guess that's a whole loaded thing. Yeah, actually, we talked about all those legendaries when we talked about Arceus.
Mm-hmm. Which and is just what, didn't name them.
I also forget we talked about Arceus in, like, episode fucking 10?
Five? Yeah, it's really early.
Okay, so Maractus. Hey, can you guess off of its name what it's actually supposed to be going for there, Kayla?
I mean, murder cactus?
Jesus Christ. Kayla, it's Mama a kid's cactus? Game.
If this thing was a murder cactus, I'd be so on board.
Could I just get a knife in its hand that we joked about with Audino? Just...
I mean, it sounds like a villain in Marvel. We must defeat Maractus.
I think you're thinking of Galactus.
I am, but it still sounds like it.
If Galactus teamed up with Maractus, the Avengers would be fucked.
Yeah.
He's got you a pointy can't thing. Stop him.
Yeah, what if I told you this thing was always sort of going like da 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 da, shaking back and forth because we're in an audio medium.
Tony Stark's in a corner, cowering in fear at the dance of Maractus.
I don't know, Potts. I don't think this is gonna work.
He goes back to drinking.
Jesus, that's just Robert Downey Jr. It's not even Iron Man at that point.
No, it's Iron Man. He had the whole arc, the demon at the bottom of a bottle, right?
Yeah.
Is that what the arc is called?
Yeah, in the comics, that was a big thing.
Hey, gang, Editor Billy here. Usually I try to cut out these weird portions and blend it seamlessly so that you don't even know that I cut any part of our conversation. But this is one of those weird moments where there was no good lead-in to what we do. So just for context, I cut out 3 minutes of us talking about Robert Downey Jr. and Oppenheimer. Back to the show.
And that's how interesting Maractus is. We just talked about Oppenheimer for several minutes.
And we're right for doing
yeah.
so.
It's a I don't know how much of that's going to make it in the cut. Kayla, it's a maraca or a mariachi maraca. Cactus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking Mamba. But have you yeah. seen Jumping or...
I swear to God, I thought you were gonna say Oppenheimer, and I was like, Kayla, I swear to fucking God.
No. We go right back in.
Have you seen Teddy Bear Cacti or Jumping Cacti though?
Is that not the plastic figurine that just goes?
No. Let's see. Let me find it. They
foster some for imaginary friends. That's what I was thinking. That's from.
They are a type of cacti. That I'm pretty sure they're the same kind. They might be two different kinds between jumping cacti and teddy bear cacti, but this is a teddy bear cacti. Pieces of it shoot out at you. So it does move. Like if you get close enough to it, like for some reason it'll discharge. It's just something about it. Like, I don't know if it's like a similar to a Venus flytrap, something happens and there's like a physical response that it always does or what. But they say they call them teddy bear cacti because it looks like they're trying to hug you and you go up to it and it's going to stab you.
Yeah. So it's actually a lot of, we have, there's a plant in Michigan even that,
shoots.
Yeah. There's a plant that shoots. It's a hydrostatic pressure. So if something touches it, it actually shoots out.
Hmm.
Jewelweed. Holy shit. Why couldn't I remember the name? Jewelweed does that where like, it's basically water pressure. So then as soon as something touches it, it creates a trigger that it's like, it senses it gets touched. And then that static pressure lets it shoot stuff out. So that's probably what the cactus is doing.
See, though, in this video, it looks like he just bashed his hand against it. So I don't know. I thought this was going to be the right example, but it looked like he just straight up just.
Yeah, no, something has to touch it for it to shoot out. But it might just be like if a mouse crawls up against it, it'll be panic. Because
I mean,
understand.
Yep.
Yeah. But maybe that's what it's based on. They didn't lead into that, but it'd be cool. Maractus. Maractus, Maractus, Maractus. Hey, all of its entries are about how it's a dancing cactus. And I don't even have a problem with Maractus being a cactus because we've had previous cacti in Gen 3, so I wanted to have a cactus episode. But I really like the cactus from Gen 3. I'm not going to talk about it here, so add that one onto the foreshadow tally.
There we go.
Yay!
I don't dislike the idea of Maractus. Its entries are all about how it's a dancing cactus. It uses an up-tempo song and dance to drive away the bird Pokemon that prey on its flower seeds. So it's almost like, instead of just being pointy, it's like, hey, boo. I wonder if dances aggressively towards you.
I mean, in the dark, I'd
like
run
it's
away.
In fucking West Side Story.
When you're a cactus, you can't.
Is that, we have done that exact reference...
A lot.
We reference West Side Story quite a bit, and it's all because of me. You're welcome. It's a good show.
It's a great
one of us references it, and then you can just you've got the rhythm.
It's just such a great example of just like, why is this spooky? This shouldn't be spooky.
if there were more musicals that had fight dancing that were like well known, I could reference those, but like there's nothing better than a gang of either Italian kids or Hispanic kids snapping towards you menacingly. Like, that's just funny.
That's how we should mug people.
People die in that musical.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've never seen
like
it.
That does like five deaths, I think. There's a bad kill count in that musical, but it's also a ballet.
And then its other entry that I really like is that, hey, it sounds like maracas.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder, did they see the cactus and then have a maraca and they're like, I know what to call you.
Why has nobody done this yet? They're just sitting there at their desk. They have a maraca in one hand and a cactus in the other. And they just like keep trying to shove the maraca in. I'm onto something.
Also, Kayla, with what you actually brought up with your cacti examples, the part of the reason it says they dance is to scare the bird Pokemon and scatter their seeds. So it's actually like form and function. And then, of course, Maractus has one major appearance where in the Gen 5 anime, Ash and his friends run into a character named Mara, which is a real fucking lazy name if they're going to own three Maract. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The owner's name was Toby. And he owned three Maractus that he was trying to put on a musical with. But, you know, they had to find the rhythm, find the rhyme. Ash and his friends ultimately help them do this when they get their shit together and, you know, put on the musical that saves the community theater.
Yay!
That looks so fun.
And then the Maractus, their names are important, though, because it was Mara, Raka, and Tussie, which takes on a whole different connotation in this, the year 2024 of our world.
No.
Man, oh man, Toby really put his whole Tussie into that one.
Yeah. Brother, you must avoid the cactussie.
Do you have a favorite? I mean, no. No, just looking at... I can't even fucking say it.
Oh my god. Talk about spreading seed.
Billy. Hey. Episode's done. That was good. That was so good.
Oh no. We're not done. Because this is the my dumb, angry take on why I hate Maractus. And if we listen back to my audio, we'll hear my biggest thing on Maractus is, hey, the generations that Maractus had Pokedex entries for, Gen 5, when it was introduced, Gen 6, it didn't have unique entries in Gen 7 because a lot of Pokemon didn't, like from the National Dex in Gen 7. Speaking of the National Dex, this Pokemon made it into Sword and Shield. And you know who didn't? The infinitely cooler Cactus.
Which we will hear more about.
Yeah, fuck that.
Which this was like at the time of the National Dex stuff, which we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. We don't have to rehash it.
Dexit. But
at Dexit, I was like, who the fuck asked for Maractus over the other one? Is someone at the Pokemon company like, okay, this one's in?
The only thing I can think of is that the other one is a family of two, and so they'd rather just make a cactus than two cactus.
But
two
the
cacti.
Other one's just a ball to start. I guess the second one. Okay, that... Eh. It's like I said, this is my biggest example of if I ever meet someone whose favorite Pokemon is Maractus over the other cactus, I'm calling every police officer I know for protection. Because I know they'll kill them because cops suck.
Maractus is going to shoot out a spine and the cop is going to confuse it for a gunshot. Topical news that happened 2 weeks ago as of recording.
I like the idea of my beef with Maractus more than I actually dislike Maractus. Do you know what I mean?
It's the sport.
Yeah.
It's fun to have a lightning rod. Now, do you want to see a Pokemon that I think is absolutely has no business being alive?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, yes.
I'm ready for the hate one.
Here's the thing with this Pokemon. I think it's an old Family Guy sketch where I can't remember what it is, but it's just Peter going, oh my god, who the hell cares?
What the fuck?
Dan, is this your OC?
No, but sure fucking looks like one, doesn't it? Billy, did I get you?
Yeah.
Is this a first, like, evolution? Like,
this is a solo evolution. This is a one-stage Pokemon.
I hate it. I think I just don't like how armory it looks. It just doesn't remind me of anything else they've done.
How furry OC
just like,
it is?
Yeah, like the... it's almost like a Thundercats Pokemon OC.
Dan, you got me. I fully have never seen this fucker.
Oh, there's a good reason. It's because, one, this Pokemon sucks, and who the fuck cares? Two...
Let me guess, Gen 8?
Gen 7. But the
Gen
end
7?
Yeah, the end... Yeah, that's the thing. This Pokemon's been a thing for years. Like, 2018.
Huh.
It was officially revealed on April 8th, 9th, 2018. So this Pokemon has been a thing for 6 years. Just about 6 years at the time of this recording.
Never seen it. I'm guessing electric type.
It's absolutely an electric type, if you couldn't tell by the everything. Do you guys want to hazard a guess?
Fighting?
Nope.
Really?
Just electric.
Gross.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to say Herzap.
Shock Jock.
This is Zerora? Hey, do you want to know what its name is based on? Nobody has any fucking idea.
Zero. Now I know this is an OC.
Zerora. Yeah, it's Zerora.
Not spoiling things, but there's a other Z two-stage family that sounds very similar to this one.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
is also,
right?
Like, fight-ready cat.
Not related to it at all. Yeah, this Pokemon I cannot stand.
So is this, like, a legendary sort of thing? Is that why it's a one-off?
It's a mythical Pokemon, and it also, this is something I hate with the Pokemon company. Its first appearance was a movie.
Oh, yeah, that's always pretty bad.
Okay.
Kayla, do you know about Lucario?
The name sounds familiar. I can't, is it like a dog-looking one?
Yeah. Lucario's very popular. Also, this gives big electric Lucario vibes, is why I hate it. Lucario showed up in a movie, and then they also managed to do interesting stuff with Lucario. This Pokemon showed up in a movie, and a guy in the thing uses it to fight. And also, I'm just going to briefly walk you through the stuff that the movie says about Zerora. I think this isn't even a Pokedex entry. Yeah, no, because its Pokedex entries are about how it fights, uses lightning fast strikes, and has its high voltage claws, and whenever it fights, energy sparks from its limbs. So this is big DeviantArt OC energy. In the Pokemon movie, The Power of Us, Zerora's Story, which is the full title of that movie, and that's a dumb name for a movie. There's two separate colons in that movie.
That's too many colons.
Zerora is described as having been born in an explosion caused by a lightning bolt striking the mouth of an erupting volcano.
I've decided what it looks like the most. It looks like if Pokemon got so desperate, they started letting, the Pokemon company got so desperate that with the intellectual property, they decided trainers and Pokemon could fuse.
Oh my god, Kayla. Kayla, that is something I almost wanted to talk about. There is a manga happens.
With this Pokemon?
Not with this Pokemon. Fuck, I cannot wait to talk about Pokemon Reburst. That is a real thing I almost wanted to talk about for my birthday because it's very dumb, but I think that shit's funny. No. Here's also what Zerora really looks like. Just give me your thoughts on this real quick.
Oh, that's a Digimon.
Yeah.
That is a main Digimon from Digimon Tamers, and I think we got a little... I'm not going to say we got an exact... Digimon Tamers came out way before this Pokemon, by the way. And I'm not going to say we got a little Pal Worlding going on, not to call it back, but we might got a little, Hey, Game Freak, what you Game Freaks?
You guys do some tracing?
Yeah, this looks so much.
Yeah, a little.
Like something else in my mind, and I can't think of what.
I don't know, it's a lot. And then also, in the whole movie, the plot is, it was hunted down by Pokemon poachers and develops a hostility towards all humans that the fire burned down its hometown village until the Zerora and Ash have to work together, and then Zerora finds that it is sort of a good guy. I hate this Pokemon, guys.
This is D&D player's first character.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brennan Lee Mulligan, well-known DM for Dimension 20 on Dropout, he worked at like a LARP camp,
mm-hmm.
and one of the kids at that LARP camp had the backstory that his parents were killed, and so he was raised by wolves, except then those wolves were also killed, So he was, like, super dark and edgy and trying to avenge the death of his wolf parents.
Oh my god.
Jesus. And it's like, no, this is this. That's this. As a Pokemon.
And what I hate more is that they could have just had this guy be like, oh, okay. Well, that was fun. But then they just keep on, like, trying to bring Zerora back into things. I don't know if you guys know about Pokemon Unite, which is Pokemon League of Legends.
Oh.
But they were like, it's a dumb MOBA that all MOBAs are dumb, but not actually. I mean,
yeah.
Recovering League of Legends player. I have been clean for, I think, like 2 years now. I should get a recovery chip.
Oh my god.
And Pokemon Unite is just that, but Pokemon. But they were just like, hey guys, we're announcing a new Pokemon added to the game. Zerora!
And everyone said, what?
No, this Pokemon for me is, I'm just like, who the fuck cares? And
it's dumb.
Yeah, hey,
Hello?
Who shows up in Gen 7, it shows up in Gen 8, and then in Gen 9, they're like, no, we're done entertaining this. Okay, but hey, those are my birthday Pokemon?
Yeah!
Do you feel adequately sad?
I feel like I've gotten out, I've aired my grievances for the most part.
Okay.
I would have loved to drag Zerora, there's nothing else to drag Zerora through the mud about, but I think I've gotten out what I needed to.
I'm proud of you. Was this a healthy therapy session?
It might have been. If Audino could have listened a little more, maybe, but...
And Dan, I'm really happy that, you know, we've done all of this. Can we cut your cake and eat some cake and ice cream now?
Absolutely not. I will not yield my ground. I got an ice cream cake and it is melted.
It's all over my fucking shoes.
Can you at least, like, untie us from these chairs?
Absolutely
You're
not.
You're tied up? My hands have been free the whole time.
But you haven't left the... What? You've just been sitting there.
Well, yeah, I'm a good student, Billy.
Can we at least take the birthday hat off my head? The string is really bugging my chin.
Dan, was I supposed to feed Billy?
I think so. I do like how we have abandoned our normal outro.
Hey, Kayla.
Hey, Billy.
What did we learn today?
As I've got a knife, just... Yeah, what did you learn?
I've learned that Dan is youthful and vibrant and not a day over 29.
Hey, Dan, hooray. Plug your ears for a second.
Okay.
Hey, Kayla, what did we actually learn today?
I've learned that Dan's very upset and that life has been very hard and now we have to look at these fucking Pokemon.
Welcome to your 30s!
Okay, cool. Today we talked about four sad, pathetic, weak little fucking excuses of Pokemon.
Jesus.
We can add that to our total of 287 to make a total of 291 Pokemon that we have talked about, which means that we have a grand total of 734 Pokemon remaining.
Woo!
Woo!
Yay.
Almost 300!
Once again, if you want to see any of the photos that we talked about this week, you can look at those on our social media at Delve Into the Dex on Twitter, Threads, and Instagram. We also have a Patreon. Once again, nice little tip jar option for you guys. Don't feel obligated, but we appreciate anything you do. Tell a friend about a podcast if you like it. Spread the word. Always helpful. And if you want to follow any of us personally, I am at Billy the Nut on all social media.
I am at Kayla _ Cooney on Instagram.
And I'm at durl.1.name on Instagram. All right, I guess we can eat the ice cream cake.
Yay! Right.
But it is going to have to mean that...
still tied up, and yeah. It is melted. Can you just pour it into my mouth?
Yeah, I was going to sort of funnel it. This is what I really wanted for my birthday was to feed someone with a funnel.
You could have just asked. I'm happy to do that anytime.
We're lifting the mat that was under the cake that's covered with ice cream, and we're just folding it.
Yeah, it's just like a...
pouring it.
Now, Billy, you are allergic to pistachios, right?
Eat! Eat!